Every month we get together with the Multicultural Leadership Program. I'm glad to have in the studio with us from MCLP, Lori Marmion and Stephanie Duquesne.
Yes.
And Lori is helping out Home Sweet Home Ministries with a Mission Mart project. And Stephanie is on the MCLP graduation. I guess you're the chair of the graduation festivities, right? You call all the big shots.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Let's remind everybody, because I know that Linda Bolivar always likes us to remind people what MCLP is and what it does. So which one of you would like to do that?
Sure. Well, I'll take this one. Thanks for having us. So MCLP is our Multicultural Leadership Program here in McLean County. And it's a 10-month long leadership intensive training. I'm a 2014 graduate, and we spend those 10 months not only developing ourselves personally as leaders, but how to use our leadership voice in the community and how to work with each other. So it's a great program. I know I grew a lot as a professional individual through this program, and I'm excited to be continuing to work with the current class and help plan their graduation and hear the great things that they did over the last 10 months.
And you work with nonprofits in the area doing tasks, jobs, projects that, you know, in some cases they want you to do, in some cases they reach out to you and say, help us to figure out a way to do X.
Right.
And Lori, that's what you're doing with Home Sweet Home Ministries, right?
Correct. It's really great for the graduation group. We are assigned project teams, and each project team then is assigned a nonprofit in the area to get to work with. And we get a lot of experience with working with the board of directors on those nonprofits. They have an ask of our team, and MCLP does a great job gathering groups together that are very diverse. So the four of us on our project team helping Home Sweet Home Ministries have been asked to put together a website that will help Home Sweet Home's Mission Mart with their auction, putting an online auction for them. So we can bring our technology background, communications background, multiple things to the table.
You said off the air while we were just talking during the news break that, and I didn't know this, Home Sweet Home Ministries has an online auction every week.
They actually have a live auction in the Mission Mart that they would like to put online. They're hoping that online presence will, they'll put some more, get some more bidders in.
Okay, so they're doing an auction, but it's in-house,
correct,
right? You have to go to one of their Mission Mart stores to participate.
Correct.
This opens it up to a greater audience.
Correct.
And so more bidders.
Definitely. That online audience, I think, is going to help them grow this auction and raise some more money. I mean, we're just trying to help them out with some more profit. We believe this will help them. So giving them some recommendations, actually meeting with their board this week to give them some of our recommendations.
What's one of your big recommendations for them?
We have a couple vendors or possibilities, but it might be more viable to use some. There's some really good auction sites now that are really easy to use that they really wouldn't necessarily need to pay a vendor that we can show, maybe create some training material or job aid to assist them with just walking through a pretty easy-to-use site. There are things out there, eBay stores now, and we're going to present one, show them what they can do.
So in other words, they're already built, they're there, and you just pay a small fee.
Correct.
In order to use it to facilitate what it is you're trying to accomplish.
So many online opportunities or options for them, so
yeah,
we're going to show them.
Yeah, and this is exactly the kind of thing that MCLP does, where the company or the nonprofit that hooks up with MCLP, they don't even maybe know what direction they want to go. They obviously didn't know about this option, these options, because it's not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it very much like a subcontractor, although you are a free volunteer service, they're able to get that instruction. Mm-hmm. And guidance.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, not only for the class to get involved in parts of the community that you may have had no idea were out there and get to work with a variety of folks with your team, but also in the community. And like you said, it is it's a free service, and it's a way to, you know, help the community and and get involved?
I would consider it, I always say it's a win-win-win. We're developing leadership. Our employer is certainly gaining because we're developing for our employer. And then MCLP, I mean, between the nonprofit, our employer, and ourselves, that's a win-win-win either way.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Come back with Lori and Stephanie from MCLP. It's 118 at WJBC. 120 at WJBC with Mark Strauss, 33 degrees. We continue our conversation with Lori Marmion and Stephanie Duquesne from Multicultural Leadership Program. All right, Lori, I know that we were talking to you about the project, but also you've got some other highlights of some of the things that MCLP is working on right now.
Yeah, it's been an amazing opportunity. I would say opportunity of a lifetime in some areas, especially the networking piece. We've had panels come in for some of the learning events that have included members of the community, not just involved in nonprofits, but people who have been executives, corporate executives, academic leaders, vice presidents, presidents of ISU, Wesleyan, Heartland, Lincoln College, and they come in to coach us, give us some leadership coaching. But this might be the most impactful networking I've ever been exposed to, and an opportunity of a lifetime. I'd have to say the best networking you probably find in the community. It's been amazing.
I'd have to agree in that. I mean, I graduated in 2014, so it's been a few years, but I still have very lasting connections that I built during MCLP, and that's how I'm currently on the board for Community Players Theater and on the board for Association of Women in Communication, and those things happened because of my experience at MCLP.
Mm-hmm. Both of you are professionals. What do you do for a living?
I'm with State Farm, actually State Farm Bank. I'm a trainer.
And I am a director in alumni engagement at Illinois State University.
All right. Birds. You went through the whole program, Stephanie. So what is it? And I think you just touched on it a little bit because of some of the networking opportunities you had. What is it when you finished the program, completed it at MCLP, that you felt like you know, what area had you grown in?
Right.
Where you felt like you were more prepared to take things on than when you started?
I definitely discovered my leadership style. I supervise one full-time staff member, a grad assistant, and advise student groups. And after I came out of MCLP, I knew how to communicate my leadership style and how to lead these folks that, you know, directly report to me, how to lift them up, and knew how to deliver my leadership style. That's the biggest thing professionally wise. The other big thing was the friendships and the connections I made. It's lifelong, and I've been working with these people in one way or another as long as I'm in this community.
So what were you like before that when you talk in terms of leadership style? Because I think generally speaking, people usually are in one of two groups, and that is I don't want to be somebody's boss and order them around, or you're on the other side where you're one of these people, and we've all run into them, who want to tell everybody exactly how to do their jobs. Somewhere in the middle is the happy medium, right, where it works.
I consider my style coaching. I really enjoy learning about the individual and what they like to do professionally and where they like to grow.
Do they have to come to you? I mean, that's a delicate balance, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you may recognize, hey, here's some place that I can help this person.
Uh-huh.
But if I go to them unsolicited, they may think I'm intruding and butting in.
Well, I'm in a neat position because I get to work with students at Illinois State. So a lot of times I'll just be having conversations with a student and get to know what they like to do. I teach a course there in the School of Communication, which is organizational and business communication. So part of my course is them presenting on what they want to do professionally once they graduate. And so through those conversations, I can identify some growth area, and usually just naturally, organically have those conversations with them to help them get involved in something that I think will help them in their resume and in getting involved at ISU.
All right. In this last minute, Stephanie, why don't you tell us about graduations coming up April 13th.
Yes.
It'll be kind of a milestone graduation, the 10th Multicultural Leadership Program graduation.
Yeah, we're always so excited for this event. Not only is it just a nice ending to the whole 10-month program. It's hosted at ISU in our newly renovated Brown Ballroom. So I got to see that for the first time last week. It's gorgeous. So one reason to come out. But we're celebrating our 10 years, and we're going to have our keynote speaker is Pani Adhem, who helped start this program. And he's going to be speaking on Serve to Lead. And he doesn't normally like to be in the spotlight and on stage. So we're excited that he accepted that. And it won't be something you want to miss. You can find out more information on how to register just by visiting our website, which is BNMCLP. Look for events and you can register now.
And you've got nominations due for Community Leadership yes. Awards. How do people make those? And how much time do they have?
So they're due on the 28th.
So Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You got 2 days to do this.
Yes, if you haven't already been thinking about it. It's not a long nomination process, so you have some time. And we award to a community member who's been very much involved, and then an MCLP alum who's very involved in the community. So once again, visit the website, check it out. If you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out.